Los Angeles Congresswoman Sidney Kemlager Dove says the Environmental Justice for All Act would explicitly prohibit environmental injustice, which mainly affects marginalized communities.
Communities like mine face some of the largest environmental injustices every single day. And so when I think about the reality of these activities, it is not lost on me that this often happens in communities where voting rights have been suppressed, where economic equity is hard to find, and where there is a legacy of segregation because of redlining policies. These conditions allow derelict behavior towards our environment to fester. And it is the Black and Brown, it is the Indigenous, it is the working poor communities who bear the brunt of the worst impacts of this climate crisis.
The measure contains several provisions to fight against environmental impacts that disproportionately affect communities of color, Indigenous, and lower wealth communities. Kemlager Dove named a few of them.
It will amend the Civil Rights Act to allow private citizens to sue based on the disparate impacts of pollution. It will distribute $75 million a year to communities most affected by pollution to support projects that address environmental and health concerns. And it will require that impacted communities be consulted earlier in the process, which is required by NEPA, something the majority is trying to unravel, take apart, and say is antiquated and unnecessary.
The measure would also establish a fund using new fees from oil, gas, and coal companies to support communities and workers as they transition away from fossil fuels-based industries. Initially introduced in 2021, the bill was sponsored by Raul Grijalva, who chaired in the House Natural Resources Committee, and co-sponsored by Congressmen Donald McEachin and Steve Cohen. The new bill is named in honor of McEachin, who died last year. Its backers call it the most comprehensive environmental justice legislation in history. The legislation incorporates extensive community feedback, including from leaders in the environmental justice movement, and has support from more than 300 groups. Faith Harris is co-chair for the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy. She said this bill would ensure everyone has access to the most basic human needs, such as clean water and clean air, regardless of their social economic status or the color of their skin.
After all, these are basic to our democracy. These rights, these are human rights. Clean air, clean water, healthy soils to grow food, places where our children can play, places where we can work in and be able to breathe in clean air and to drink clean water. This is just part of what it means to be human, isn't it? This act sets the moral tone and trajectory for fair and just treatment of individuals and communities by their government.
Since the bill's initial introduction, two other important pieces of legislation have become law: the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Its backers said that the Environmental Justice for All Act would be a powerful new tool in the fight to protect future generations, but it has little chance of passage in the Republican-controlled House. I'm Jill Martel for KPFA News.